You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On 104.1 KMOX, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Chaim Bloom introduced as the Cardinals president of baseball operations, officially replacing John Mozeliak. And after his address with the media, he sat down for his first radio interview with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney.
I spoke with you about this time last year, and I was fascinated by your answer to this question. How important is winning at the minor league level, as you had a winner last year at Class A down at Palm Beach and a winner this year at Double A? And I'm told there are four or five really good major league prospects out of that Double A team. But how important is winning?
Well, that's why we do this. We do this to win. Now, all that being said, I think we want to get there the right way in the minor leagues. We want to get there through good development. I think one of the messages that we gave our staff this year, because there's that sort of debate, that age-old debate in the minor leagues, you know, what's more important, winning or development? And I think in some ways, I actually think it's a little bit of a false premise. Like, I kind of reject that question. Yeah, sure, there are going to be times when a manager might hold back from making a move that he might make if it were a big league game, where because you want to give a prospect a chance, even if strategically that might not be the best thing for winning the game. But really, those things, I think, are more on the margins. I think the big thing that gets missed in this debate, and you know, I actually had the opportunity to have some good conversation with some of our people and emphasize this. We should always, when it's 7 o'clock, those lights go on, we should always care about winning. The thing that I think we need to really focus on in the minor leagues, and frankly, in the major leagues too, but this was where we wanted to shift our focus in the minor leagues, is if you're a minor league manager, we shouldn't judge you primarily on your wins and losses at 7 o'clock, because you don't control who's on your roster. You don't necessarily control how those kids play. They're all developing. They're all going to make mistakes. But how are you winning between 1 and 6? How are you creating an environment every day that's going to allow all those players to advance towards the goals that they need to hit in order to be big leaguers? How are you creating an environment that's going to teach these kids how to play the game the way they need to play? How are you creating winning habits in these players? And if we win 1 to 6, 7 o'clock is going to take care of itself. And we're going to build the types of players who are ultimately going to be winning players that are going to be able to win up here. And so it's really not so much about winning versus development. It's about winning at development. It's about looking at all of that through the lens of, you know, we need to do this better than anybody else. If you're a minor league manager, you're not just competing with the opposition. You're competing against the 29 other people that have your job and waking up every day trying to kick their butts. And that's how I view my job. That's how, you know, I've encouraged our whole staff to think about their jobs that way. For most of us, there's 29 other people that get to do what we do. And we got to outcompete them every day. There's no scoreboard. You'll never know if you did it. But if we have that mindset day after day, we're going to go places.
In your time with John Mozeliak over the last couple of years leading up to today, and how you'll shape the roster and shape everything going into spring training in Jupiter, what do you see out of the group that took part in the 2025 season?
Our group at the big league level.
At the big league level.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of talent here. You know, I said it from the podium. We know we need more, but there is a lot of good talent on hand. I'm impressed by how this group goes about its business. I think some of that is a reflection on our staff and just the attitude that they take to this, the togetherness that they have and the care they have for our players. We definitely have a group that certainly in a lot of cases, these guys, I think their best days are ahead of them. We saw some really good things from some guys, and we saw some guys who kind of struggled to get out of neutral and really more just showed flashes. So I think the question for us as we go into the offseason, outside of any decisions that we need to make on them or make on the roster, is how do we take these guys that showed us flashes of potential of what they could be and try to help them build their offseasons in ways that allows that to be more than norm? So much of being a good big leaguer is consistency. You know, I've always thought that if you go into a double A clubhouse or a triple A clubhouse and you look around, pretty much everyone in those clubhouses on their best day is good enough to be in the big leagues. The difference is that the guys that get here and stay here perform at that level 8 or 9 days out of 10. And a lot of the guys that don't get there will only show that to you once or twice. So the question is with these guys in the big leagues who have shown it to us, but not necessarily shown it to us every day, how can we get them training and routines that's going to enable them to hit their top end more consistently?
Mike Claiborne mentioned to me he was down by the dugout Friday, the last Friday of the season in Chicago, a game where the Cubs scored 12 runs. But he said Ollie, the other coaches, kept teaching. They kept coaching. They kept going through moments in the game, bringing up things to each player that they spoke with, and they did not give up. There was no mailing it in all the way through. And that's something I observed from up there in the booth. Everybody worked hard. Everybody got into the batter's box looking to give a good at-bat each time they were in there. How did you see it?
Yeah, I see it the same way. I mean, look, there's plenty of things at all levels of this organization that I've tried to observe where I think there's room for us to take steps forward, areas that I want to push people, areas where I think I can help. Work ethic and care, not an issue. We have that in spades. You know, everybody really does not give up. They push. You know, they work till the last out, till the last game. That part is really, really impressive. I think, you know, I'm actually really happy about that, that I don't think there's people in here that I need to light a fire under or any of that. I think it's more about how do I help harness that, build systems around it so that we can be more purposeful, more organized, create more accountability around how we're doing these things and how that effort is manifesting. But man, we got a group of people here who really care about what they're doing. They take pride in this. They see getting to wear that uniform every day as the privilege that it is, and they don't take that lightly.
With that said, where does that leave Oliver Marmol and the staff as you evaluate and look forward getting ready for Jupiter?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to know them all. Looking forward to working with Ollie. You know, this role that I had previously has allowed me to get to know him, and we've built a good relationship. And I look forward to that continuing to grow in this seat. Obviously, in this seat, it's a little bit of a different kind of relationship. But, you know, really have enjoyed getting to work with him, getting to know him. As we got into conversations late in the season just about what the future might hold, where I thought the organization needed to go, it felt to me like we were really on the same page as to that. Obviously, his seat's different from my seat, and so there's always things that we need to work together on, that we need to navigate, you know, and even at times that we might disagree on, and that's okay, but I've really enjoyed working with him, and I'm looking forward to building that relationship.
That is Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, talking about Ollie Marmol right there with John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals. That was a part of a 26-minute interview that they did at Busch Stadium after his press conference. We have it available on the front page of KMOX.com if you want to listen to the entire thing. We will, and I would highly recommend it, we'll come back and get reaction from Bernie Miklas. He joins us next on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.